This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Many countries, including the U.S., put travel bans on southern African countries in late November, including Botswana, where the Omicron variant was first detected. And that caused lots of uncertainty for the tourism industry there. But now that some countries are lifting those restrictions, perhaps the industry can get back on its feet. Which brings me to this next installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is John Gibson. I'm the Reservations and Marketing Director of Chobe Holdings, which is a company listed on the Botswana Stock Exchange that is engaged in the wildlife tourism industry. Chobe Holdings has a broad portfolio of properties in the safari industry. So we have camps and lodges in northern Botswana and also auxiliary services such as an air charter business and an air maintenance business as well. The travel bans had an immediate impact. People had to try and get back to Europe, to the United Kingdom, and it was very difficult for them because there were a limited number of flights. There was a great deal of last-minute changing going on and new routes being found.
So I think in many ways we were quite lucky because it was coming out of the original restrictions. So business hadn't returned to normal levels. So there weren't as many guests in country as there might have been. If this had happened in the peak of the high season, it would have been very, very difficult. It's not like you are organizing a trip to a European, Southern European travel destination where it is possible to, for example, put on more flights. It is very, very limited, the capacity into these remote areas. Occupancies are lower than normal, but there's significant increases in occupancies as we move through the years. So in the new year, as we look at April, May, June, July, bookings are actually looking strong, which is very, very positive for the recovery of the sector, which employs so many people in northern Botswana. I think that we will see tourism continue to develop and really contribute to the protection of the last wild spaces on Earth. And it's important that tourism develops in the right way. It needs to be, it needs to contribute not only to people, but also to wildlife. And in that way, protects wildlife and protects these vast spaces.
That was John Gibson from Chobe Holdings. Thanks to our friends over at the BBC for that story. But really, we can't do this series without you. So please go to marketplace.org/myeconomy and let us know what's going on in your economy.